Welcome to Spectrum Asia, another weekly discussion of topics of interest to our listeners throughout the USA and internationally. Here's this week's host, Sice Wu.
How did the Chinese use a dead language to evade censorship? Back in March 2020, Renwu magazine has published an article of an interview with Dr. Ifeng, who gave a very detailed account about how she was reprimanded for sounding the alarm about coronavirus. The article was soon taken down from Weibo, the Twitter-like platform, WeChat, the Messenger-like platform, and various of news platforms as well. That's where the Chinese got very creative in order to preserve this post. They started to rewrite the post backward or vertically in order to confuse the system. They also translate the post into several different languages and codes, including Morse code, QR code, emoji, a fictional language in Star Trek, and also a dead language invented in Shang Dynasty more than 3,000 years ago. That language was called Oracle Bone Script, and it was invented mainly for divination, foretelling the future for the kings, and it was written on bones of animals and shells of turtles. The crazy thing about this language, it was only discovered in 1899, and the majority of the script we have today was found in 1970s, and it was only 2 years ago that Lanzhou University researchers have finally encoded it into our computer so that we can type it on PC. However, the majority of people don't even know how to read them, let alone type them, because among the 30,000 characters that we have in this language, only 1,600 of them have been deciphered by the expert. So I think it's safe to say most people who choose to translate and share the post did not really read Oracle Bone Script. But it doesn't matter, because the action itself has transcended into something else. It symbolizes the determination to preserve the truth and the defiance against the censorship system.
Sice Wu, China America Radio, New York.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum Asia. To hear podcasts of past programs, visit the Spectrum Asia tab on our website at ChinaAmericaRadio.com.